1-800-926-2425 or visit tryplacestolive.com. Brush Housing Authority in Brush takes the time to remind us that respect and care for our senior citizens should always be a priority in our society. We owe much of today's success to those people who, through hard work and sacrifice, have given our generation all the things we enjoy. During our National Older Americans Month, let's remember our seniors and wish them well. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
Bradley was going around the country speaking to high school auditoriums, to really any auditorium or any group that will listen to him. He's addressed well over 300. He has his own radio program. And basically what we need to do is get people to understand how to express the conservative position and get people to understand that there's the educational system is being used to create hatred for America. Yes, there are certainly terrible things that have been done by our country, but it isn't by the Christian element, but by the satanic element, which has gained control of both political parties and makes mockery of our electoral process today. And until you understand there really is this subversive element, and behind that are powerful spiritual and satanic forces, very little of what's going on today makes sense. But basically, of course, there's people. Well, I'm going to let Bradley pick up the story. Bradley, you introduce yourself to our listeners and then tell them about the issues that face America today. Go right ahead.
Well, my name is Bradley Dean, and I do high school assembly programs across the country, colleges, tea parties, churches, and the such. And if you'd like to see who we are and what it is that we do, you can go to youcanruninternational.com. We've done over 350 high schools in 24 different states. That is, again, youcanruninternational.com. Also on radio 6 days a week with Genesis Communication Networks, and that radio program is called The Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to listen to us 6 days a week, you can at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And interestingly enough, I thought it would be of importance for people to understand, because I know, especially in the church, it looks very rebellious to people at times when you stand up against tyrannical acts concerning your government. And we know that in this country that there is no such things between lines between church and state. We've been told that from the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, over the last 80, 90 years now. And it was actually Roger Baldwin that said the end of the ACLU is communism. And what they've done is they've infiltrated the public eye, the public ear, to believe that, you know, you can have nothing to do with Christ in public affairs, public schools, so on and so forth, which is the furthest thing from the truth, friends. Because when you go back to our founding documents, if you go to the Mayflower Compact, if you go to the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Franklin was right when he said it smacks of the pulpit, because there's nothing but Christ coming from the pulpit, namely those founding documents in which we have. They left England for the very purpose. They parted from England. They threw off tyranny. And when reading the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation is nothing but 56 signers, 25 of which had seminary degrees, throwing off a tyrannical government, saying no more, enough is enough. And it brings me to Scripture, even where I think of the book 1 Kings, when King Ahab, the wicked king, was ruled by his wife Jezebel, and he had actually met Elijah on the back roads before he went to Carmel, and it was King Ahab that looked at Elijah and called him a rebel. He called him the troubler of Israel. And what's interesting is the way that Elijah responded to the wicked king. He said, I'm not the troubler. I'm not the one that forgot my father's commandments. You are. So what he did is he confronted King Ahab, the wicked ruler, with the truth and the word of God. And when you look through all 66 books, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, you'll find nothing but the prophets throwing off tyranny at every turn, warning of tyranny. And we can see in Scripture, nowhere are we commanded to disobey God anywhere. I also know that the church in America likes to go to Romans 13, and they say, well, we're supposed to subject ourselves to civil authorities. Yeah, but nowhere can you find that we're supposed to subject ourselves to authority that contradicts God's moral law. And when we go back to our founding forefathers, one of them, which happens to be William Blackstone, John Locke, and Charles D. Montesquieu, and which helped establish who we are today through common law. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law if it stands in contradiction to God's moral law in essence. And we know it's true because we're based off of common law today. So to lay out that premise, what I'd like to do is I'd like to state, speaking of this current administration and why there's so many people, as to the reason they're up in arms as to what's going on in their government today. If we go back to Romans 12, which is right before Romans 13, friends, again, the church likes to say that we're supposed to submit ourselves to authority, no matter what kind of authority that may be. If you go to the book of Romans 12, you'll find right before the chapter break between Romans 12 and Romans 13, you'll clearly see that the Bible says we're to overcome evil with good, not the other way around. We're to overcome evil with good. And to say that, I'd like to state that when the president, for example, of the current administration came into office with all the promises put forth with the model change into his agenda, I have to admit, back in the day, I was a little hopeful and happy for a righteous future under black leadership in this country. I mean, I was actually inspired. I thought, wow, is it a sign of growth for America that we can throw off color? The race issue doesn't belong to this new generation. It's a thing of the past, and I thought there was great growth. I was also very hopeful to see all the promises fulfilled to restore we the people. In other words, excuse me, the whole sales pitch from this administration was going back to the old past, Jeremiah 16. The whole sales pitch was change. The implication which was brought forth to the American people is we need to get back to our founding documents. And it's interesting that this administration did just that before they became the president and before he became the president of the United States, namely Barack Hussein Obama. As did he professes Christianity continuously on the road, of course, to appease the consciences of the people, because if he claims that he's a Christian like any other dictator did or has in the past, well, people just go and they'll rest and be at ease due to the fact that, well, he said he was a Christian, so therefore he must be. But we can see that since he's taken office, he's done nothing but the exact opposite. Matter of fact, right after his inauguration, it seemed that everything did change, but not the change that was promised. And with all clarity, America seems to be under attack, as a vast majority of Americans agree. I don't think there's any question there whatsoever. But I've also noticed that almost every circle of life in America has a deep concern as where this administration is attempting to take this country. And we need to keep in mind, too, and I know that I'm speaking to a large amount, population of the Christian population. As a matter of fact, 78% of America professes their Christianity. But what we need to do is take a look at what the church's job concerning church and state, and again, going back to what Thomas Jefferson rightly said, we know that he meant the erected wall, barring the government from what it's doing today, because again, we go back to our founding documents, we can see clearly that we are a Christian nation, no question about it. That's a different show, but in saying that, again, I need to lay the premise that people understand that going back to Thomas Jefferson, between lines in church and state, the erected wall.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Stan here, go right ahead, Bradley.
I got caught up in a break there. I apologize for that, but I was just making the point of Thomas Jefferson. We all have been told the lines between church and state, and isn't it interesting that the presidents, when they run for office, they always use Christ as their motto as they charge forth, because they know that 78% of America, that they're professed Christians at some length. Regardless of the denomination, 78% of America does claim that they're Christians. And it's interesting, again, that the presidents in Congress and representatives and senators and even judges across the nation, they can use Christ whenever they want to. But it seems like when the people do that, for some reason, there's lines between church and state. And I was making the point that it's interesting that when you look at common law and you look at our foundations, friends, there's no question as to who we are or where we came from. We are a Christian nation, and we're not asking for permission to obey Christ. And to some, that might seem, for some reason, why that is, I don't know, but it might seem rebellious. When, in fact, when you look at Jesus Christ, he didn't ask for permission from mankind because he didn't commit himself to man, because he knew what was in man. And the Bible tells us also that he spoke as one having authority, not as the scribes and the Pharisees. And what I'm speaking of here, friends, is the fact of going back to Thomas Jefferson and rebellion and this administration. I'm trying to tie all three together if I can. It's interesting that Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States, the third president, as was he the president of public schools in the D.C. district. And it's interesting, the two books that were actually made mandatory or suggested by Thomas Jefferson in the school districts was the Bible and Watts hymnals. We also know that all the way up until 1962, you could pray in public schools. You could pretty much do what you wanted to do concerning religion. And by the way, America, you've never lost that right. You just have to fight to maintain that right. So we know that lines between church and state is a bunch of garbage. We know that when our representatives swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, they put their hand on the Bible, and they swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. That would be the God of the Christian, the Mosaic Institution, which Christ fulfilled. But now, to say all that, friends, to say this, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, I've noticed that in America, in every circle of life, what we've all noticed is that it's pretty radical and extreme what we've seen come from this administration, to say the least. Because we need to understand that no president has the authority to tear down the Constitution and to rebuild it in his own image. And that's exactly what we've been seeing from this administration since day one. Now, while I do agree that things must change, it must not change to the new, but rather to the old. Again, Jeremiah 6:16, the implication brought forth by this administration during his campaign before he was the president of the United States was he wanted change, change, change. Everybody thought the change that he was talking about, again, was to go back to our founding documents. And now what he's doing ever since he's been in office has been attacking our foundations at every turn. As a matter of fact, it was this president, friends, 5 days before he became the president of the United States, that actually said he wanted to transform, he wanted to fundamentally transform America. In other words, he wanted to change the foundations, and that's what he's been doing. So the change that he has been talking about has been coming forth, but it's been exact in direct contradiction of what he meant it to be, or at least what he sold it to be to the American people. I said in many radio interviews, the problem didn't start in 1776 concerning what's going wrong with our country. It started when America departed from the principles that had been given unto us. And America, you need to understand one thing, that you have the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind. And what I do is I propose that we stay on course or posterity as the future of freedom as well, just like our forefathers gave unto us. And 238 years later, we're still here. And if you read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying. So in saying that, I want people to understand the way that you respect the office of any of our representatives is you honor God in everything that we're called to do. Let me prove my point here. During a radio interview, I was asked, Bradley, are you anti-establishment? And it kind of offended me a little bit at first, but I cleared the air immediately by stating, holding government's feet to the Constitution, the enumerated laws found in our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, is not anti-establishment, but rather pro-establishment. It is the responsibility of the people to hold those that represent us accountable to their oath. And I have to say this too as well. If I don't love my government, my country, and my people, then I wouldn't say a thing about the errors that are so apparent. Those who leave off duty are anti-establishment. These people don't seem to care what happens, those type. Not those who take the pains to correct the errors that we see today. But again, it was the same thing back in the day, as I started off during the first segment, my friends, is the fact that when Elijah was obeying God all the way through, well, they were killing the prophets. They were going after anybody that would speak out against the corrupt administration of King Ahab and Jezebel. And we even had Jezebel and Ahab calling Elijah, that faithful prophet of God, the troubler. So you can imagine the children of Israel at that time, everybody was thinking that, you know, for the most part, Elijah was way off base. In fact, Elijah was the one that was obeying God, and he was obeying God because he loved God first and foremost, and he also loved his people and his country. But what I'd like to do is ask a question. What would you think of me if I was to burn the flag? What would you do, or what would you do if I were to desecrate the graves of our veterans who have fought, bled, and died to establish or ratify the Constitution of the United States? You wouldn't let me go too far before correcting me, and if you didn't, then I would ask you if you were a true patriot or a Christian. And so, in other words, I hope you would say, no, I'm not going to allow you to burn the flag. No, I'm not going to allow you to desecrate their memories. Well, in the same way, I'm not going to dishonor the veterans and their sacrifice by honoring those in office that are disrespecting their appointed position. And by the way, they promised that they would uphold the Constitution. They didn't say that they were going to tear it down. They said they were going to magnify the laws of our Constitutional Republic. For example, the veterans honored their oath, and so should those who serve we the people. So I respect government so much that I want them honoring those who died to give it. And the real honor, Romans 13:4, and every righteous individual in government will stand behind these statements. So I think we need to correct our legislation. I think we need to correct our talking points. We need to get on God's side in what we're called to do to expose corruption in our government all the way around the boards concerning the United States of America, because things are way out of hand. And I like this one. I like when people say, you know what, no matter what he does or no matter who he does it to, we still have to respect the office of the President of the United States. Well, let me tell you something, friends. He does not have the right to tear down the Constitution. He does not have a right to violate the laws of our Constitution. He doesn't have a right to break the law. He wasn't given the right to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have today. So let me put this into perspective. What is extreme and radical is the fact that the very foundations of our nation are being assaulted by this administration on a daily basis. New policy being put forth on a daily basis. Remember, friends, America, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And it's rightly been stated that if you will not listen to God's Ten Commandments, well, then you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. And this is what everybody's complaining about, is man's 10,000 commandments. Our borders are wide open. This administration sues governors for doing what they themselves should have done. 4,000 babies are being aborted, and this administration wants more money to do abortions. Christians, read Proverbs 6:17. The family institution is under attack, and this administration puts forth more efforts to support homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, and then pulls the Justice Department from the defense of marriage. Folks, this is common sense. This is tyranny in action. This is called upending the Constitution of the United States of America. Remember what John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said. He said, our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of the Christian religion. He said it's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So I have to say this. When we look at what's going on in this country today, much of the blame lies, actually, I would say 99.9% of the blame lies to the foot of the church for standing down when they should be standing up. The church is called to be the light of the world. The church is called to be the leader. We're to follow him who died for us. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. Well, what I see is I see the professed church in America, for the most part, following the world and the spirit of the world and allowing culture to dictate what the church should do, when in fact it should be the church doing their job and the world should be following in close pursuit. And what we have to do is we have to get that straight. Folks, we have an administration today that calls our Constitution propaganda. We have a president who omits by their creator from the Declaration of Independence, not only out of his mouth, but also through his actions. He's omitted one nation under God. Even the Christian crosses of our veterans are under attack. And then on top of all of this, President Barack Hussein Obama states that we are no longer a Christian nation. And in a speech in Egypt, he said, you might say that America is a Muslim nation. That's pretty extreme, folks. And what I'm doing is clarifying extremity. I'm clarifying who the radicals really are. And how this is not in the light of day with the American people, namely the professed church in America, bewilders me. It's amazing to me that we are where we're at today. Even doing high school assemblies across this country, friends, might I add, my opposition, yes, it came from the world, but more my opposition came from the professed church telling me that I couldn't go into public schools to do high schools. Well, that's interesting, because even when you look at what's going on in public schools concerning this administration and the last administration, the administration before that and the administration before that, federal government has no business in the educational scheme whatsoever. But again, the church in the day said, you know, no longer do we want the responsibility to educate our children, so therefore let the state do it. And the state is doing it. And that's not who we want doing the job, because the job is getting done one way or another. P.S., those kids belong to us. They do not belong to the government in any sense of the word. Going back to this administration, it's also interesting to note that this administration and its minions have gone so far to call their constituents, that would be we the people, me and you, friends. He's called us Nazis. He's called us bigots. He's called us racists. He's called us radicals. He's called us haters and extremists for doing what they swore that they themselves would uphold, again, namely the Constitution. Folks, that's like getting mad at a cop and labeling him as a pig for simply enforcing the laws of the land. I have a lot of friends that are cops. And they're good cops. And because they're good, they magnify the law against crime. Because they're called peace officers, they want to establish judgment and righteousness within the streets of America, so therefore they enforce the laws of the land. It was even reported not too long ago, as I said earlier during the first segment, that, you know, I'm radical for speaking out against the violations of those that are assaulting we the people. And friends, I want to give you the definition of a patriot, because a patriot means to uphold dying laws. And when you go to Arlington Cemetery, we just got off of Memorial Weekend. And when you look at the hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, just keep in mind, friends, they did not give those that serve we the people a right to violate the laws that they just sacrificed themselves to give unto us. And what did they give unto us? They gave us something called freedom. And the last thing that we want to do is trample and be a partaker of the desecration of the memories who fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. And when you take that to the spiritual, we can see, for Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. And we know that when we look to Christ here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the sacrifice, the appeasement for the sins of the world. So we can see in the natural the example that the Lord means to teach us in the spiritual. And I am a Christian. I am a preacher first and foremost. And I love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I'm not going to bow down and stand down in the face of what I'm called and put forth in this earth by the Spirit of God to do. And when we look in Scripture, we can see that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. They will not.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Mardi Gale celebration dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there. I picture in
my mind. You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Jensen Arms says, if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds us over 4.5 million Americans are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease each year. An early diagnosis of Alzheimer's gives your family a chance for maximum benefit from all the available treatments. Awareness of the warning signs and advice from doctors is critical in detecting Alzheimer's during the early stages. For listing to the 10 most common warning signs and resources, visit ALZ.org. This is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For more information, call 484-7981. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Hello, Dr. Stan back here. I guess today, Bradley Dean. Bradley, pick up the story.
Again, we're talking about rebellion extremities. We're talking about what we should do as the church, the history of the church. You know, if you read the book of Acts, you can clearly see that the disciples were accused of turning the world upside down. Well, in fact, we're actually responsible before God to turn it right side up. And look at the tumults and the uproars, and look at Scripture. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Look at it says in the book of Timothy that those that even desire to live a godly life shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Jesus promised this in John 7. He promised it in John 15 that this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, why did they hate him? And why do they hate Christians? Because if you go down just a little bit in the book of John 15, you can see because he uncovered their sin. He exposed them
for who they really were. And he exposed them for the very purpose that they might repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. And we know that back in the day, the Pharisees, the self-righteous Pharisees, were those that justified themselves in the sight of God. But God knows their hearts, and that which is highly esteemed in the sight of men is an abomination in the sight of God. And we know that as a fact. And they didn't like that. They didn't like being covered up or uncovered for who they really were. But let's go back to this, what I was talking about, so I can put everything into perspective. Because the actions of our representatives and their unconstitutionalities are extreme. I think everybody can agree with that. Because they again swore to uphold the Constitution with their hands placed on the Bible, and they are the very ones who stand in contradiction of what they promised to uphold. Think with me for just one moment. Consider the 78% of America. There's 312 million people in this country. Just consider 78% of that 312 million people actually standing up and obeying God and loving Him enough to keep their commandments, to bring forth justice and judgment to establish righteousness. Oh, Bradley, that's Old Testament. That's in Isaiah 54, Isaiah 51. It doesn't matter because the Lord said, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. When you go to the Supreme Court chambers, you can look on the Supreme Court chambers right above the heads of the Supreme Court justices, and you will notice a picture of Moses, and it says right under Moses, justice, the guardian of liberty. And keep in mind, when you look at Moses, he has the two tablets in his hand of God's moral law, which is common law in the United States of America. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not covet, so on and so forth. Okay. From God's moral law, and that's why we are based on the Mosaic Institution. Now, in saying that, friends, if we go back to the foundations of our country, just to know a little of our history, we can look to what our forefathers actually had given unto us, because, again, speaking of extreme, but bringing the extreme as a positive, were the patriarchs extreme for saying we ought to obey God rather than men? When they were told not to preach in the name of Jesus Christ, they preached anyways. Were our forefathers extreme for confronting a tyrannical king and refusing to obey his unjust decrees? No. All throughout scriptures, you see the prophets of God constantly standing up against the tyrannical kings. Even Jesus Christ himself said of Herod, go tell that fox. Look at John the Baptist was beheaded. Why? Because he confronted Herod in all of his evils. And it's just absolutely, again, I don't mean to keep reverting back to this, but it just amazes me that when I think of, for example, you know, the John the Baptist, Abraham, David, all the way down the line of prophets and kings, they did nothing but throw off tyranny. And for the American people to stand back and know nothing of their history is shameful concerning those that fought, bled, and died to give them what they have today. But here's the positive I want to say. When Daniel Webster said that we're to hold on to the Constitution for the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. And we know, again, from Scripture that Satan is the lawless one. And yet anarchy will take place throughout the world if America fails to uphold the Constitution. Now, why would they say something like that? But I want to bring forth a conclusion, and I'll come back to that point. No man is above the law, and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it, speaking of our representatives. Obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor. That was said by Theodore Roosevelt. And friends, when you get a little time, go to Deuteronomy 17, 14 through 20, again, so you can know a little something of your history. And again, speaking of your history, I want you to hear this clearly. This came from one of your presidents. He said that we are trying to do a futile thing, that if we don't know where we came from or what we've been about, because America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the Holy Scriptures of God. And when we go back in history just a little bit, we can see the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were appealed to heaven and no king but King Jesus. 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. When we go to the Washington Monument, we can go to the very top of that monument, and it says Laus Deo, which means praise be to God. And when you look at the stairways all the way up to the very tip of the Washington Monument, there's scriptures engraved on the stairs, holiness to the Lord, Exodus 28. Search the scriptures, John 5:39. The memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:7. and such invocations as may have into this union, all 50 states, friends, continue its benefits. One more point. When you look at all the preambles in the United States of America, every single preamble in the United States of America, in all 50 states, start out acknowledging, guess who? Almighty God. Again, when you go to the Supreme Court chambers, you look above. This is why you see Moses everywhere. This is why you see God on your money. But going back to Moses, you see Moses in the Ten Commandments on the back of the Supreme Court building. You can't miss it. If you go to the Liberty Bell in the United States of America, you just go to Philadelphia and read it. You can even go to Disney World, and you can see 13 flags around the Liberty Bell. If you get close enough to the bell, you'll see Leviticus 25:10 on the Liberty Bell, and it says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants of the world, inhabitants thereof, I'm sorry. And then when you go to Lady Liberty, it's engraved on her feet right under broken chains, friends. Lady Liberty was given unto us by the French. Oh, and by the way, Thomas Jefferson was asked to make distinction between European government and American government. He said the difference was between heaven and hell. Why? Because we are a Christian nation. We submit ourselves to the meek King of Glory. But when you look at the broken chain symbolifying freedom on Lady Liberty's feet, right under her feet is inscribed, Liberty Enlightening the World. And when you look at the torch in the statue's right hand, it's a freedom of freedom. It's a symbol of freedom, I'm sorry. Eternal flame. What is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. In her left hand, speaking of Lady Liberty in New York, is the tablet containing the Declaration of Independence. Friends, where do you get your rights from? From your Creator. That's where. There's also something called the Matrix of Liberty out in Massachusetts. You might want to take some time and do a little homework on that as well, because that was actually supposed to take the place of Lady Liberty in New York City. Why it didn't make it, I have no idea, but it's right about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts there. Interesting stuff, interesting history we have. Here's another quote from one of our presidents, Harry Truman. He said, speaking of what I was talking about over the first, second, and third segments, the foundational basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. This is your president, friends. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
A picture in my mind.
No, not.
Bradley, go ahead and pick up the story.
Yep, and we were just talking about our foundations here, and I just, again, I'd like to reiterate this if you don't mind. President Harry Truman rightly said the fundamental basis of this nation's laws, America, was given to Moses on the Mount, Exodus 20. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus, from St. Matthew, from Isaiah, and St. Paul. He said, Harry Truman did, the President of the United States back in the 50s, we don't emphasize that enough these days. He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. And this, my friends, is exactly what we're running into today, is the fact that we are dealing with a government that is completely way out of hand. I'm not talking about all. Got a lot of good people in government, but the fact of the matter is, friends, you are the government, and we need to take our government back and get us back to the rule of law, where we should be, rather than the rule of policy and the rule of special interest groups in this country. President Andrew Jackson said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Thomas Jefferson said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. And if you go to Alexander Hamilton, listen carefully as to what he said. He said, for on my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon. Now, why would he use biblical vernacular in such a fashion? Because when we go back and find that we have the longest standing constitution in American, or actually in modern history, we'll understand why. For example, the French Revolution, over 10 years after the American Revolution, are into their 15th constitution. Brazil's into their 7th constitution. Poland's into their 6th constitution. Afghanistan's into their 5th constitution. And Russia is into their 4th constitution. Yet, America, 238 years later, you're still into your 1st. They took a couple professors who told the truth from Houston, the College of Houston, Texas, and they took 15,000 writings, which were analyzed from our founding era. And they found out that 3,154 quotations and sources, that the Bible was the most quoted by our founding forefathers. Why wouldn't they be, especially when they sat under thousands of Puritan preacher sermons throughout their lives? The Bible is most quoted by our founders because 34% of documented quotes were all from the Bible. For example, if you go to Jeremiah 17:9, you can see that that's where, concerning our government, the separation of powers came from. Immigration laws came from Leviticus 19:34. President must be a natural-born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. The three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22, tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. Churches, by the way, are non-taxable, IRS publication 557, read it. Republicanism came from Exodus 18:21. So again, when we begin to look at our foundations, we begin to understand who we are and where it is that we came from. We know who we are. And we know what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do because God gave us the distinction between that which is right and that which is not right or evil or good. Matter of fact, so many times when I'm in prayer on a personal note, I'll say, Lord, you are the one that taught us to justify the righteous. You are the one, Lord, that taught us to condemn the wicked. And what we have today is we have, namely in the professed church in America again, thou shalt not judge. And it's interesting, that is exactly doing high school assemblies across the country, what I deal with. How many times I've done public assemblies where now I'm seeing armed guards at public schools. I'm seeing camera systems, video systems throughout the schools. How many times I wasn't sure if I was going to get shot down that day in school, and why do I say that? Because we have a professed church in America that is teaching the kids no longer is the law a permissible objective, falling in line with a decree sent forth, a promulgation sent forth from the Supreme Court in 1962, and they said it was no longer a permissible objective. For example, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie. Now it's permissible because the church is teaching thou shalt not judge. Yet when you read scripture from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, it teaches nothing but judgment.
It's like this. You drive down the highway, the posted law is 55 miles an hour. Your foot gets a little heavy, you're going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone. The cop pulls you over for speeding. The first thing the cop does is points his finger at what? The law. Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. The first thing the cop does is points his finger at the law and says, you have violated that law that says speed limit is 55 miles an hour. By 15 miles an hour, you are going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone. What you are teaching the American, our posterity, our younger generations today through thou shalt not judge is this. When the cop writes the ticket out, puts it into the young man or young woman's hands and says, you have violated that law, the first thing they're going to look at the cop and say, there is no law. We were taught that was legalism. The second thing they're going to do is, after they receive the ticket from the police officer, they're going to rip it up and throw it at the cop's feet and say, who are you to judge me? This is exactly what the professed church has taught the American people throughout the country. And what we need to do, and by the way, if you look at the fruit, because the fruit does not fall too far from that tree, look at the government. Government is an extension of we the people and what we allow government to do. And as John Adams rightly said, if the church is called to be the moral compass of society, what happens when they become immoral? Well, then you can go ahead and take a look at government. You can go ahead and take a look at what's going on in public schools, because the church has forsaken, they are derelict of duty at every sense, because what they are doing is everything contrary to what they should be doing. Instead of standing up and fighting for their posterity and fighting for their country, they capitulate. They hide behind scriptures. They pervert the scriptures and say, well, we're just supposed to submit to anything and everything because God told us so. No, if someone actually took the time to read the Bible, they know that that is the furthest thing from the truth. We are obligated unto God. We are commanded, not suggested, by God to keep his commandments. And how can we as a people today, 238 years later, see our foundations, see the sacrifice laid for what we have been given today, and turn our backs? We can't do that. And when we do that, this is what we get, and we're here now. And
Brother, time. Is your address so people can get in touch with the ministry?
If you'd like to listen to us, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you for the time, Stan.
God bless. Dr. Moore.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Stan here, and you must understand what's going on in America. There are two basic forces. America was founded by Christians. On four separate occasions, the Supreme Court held America was a Christian nation, and we were a Christian nation. But there was always that subversive, satanic element working behind the scenes that intended to utilize America's military and financial power to bring about a one-world totalitarian satanic government. I prophesied the scriptures, and that's just what's going on today. And unfortunately, the wicked people control the media. Most of what you think you know just is not true. Six major corporations control the media and largely determine what the vast majority of the American people read, hear, see, think, and ultimately what they believe. And you have to help us get that information out. We've got a great book, The New Media Monopoly. We've got just as many more CD sets on control of the media. But we need your help to reach people across America. There's so much information. For instance, the fact that Adolf Hitler was not executed, didn't die there in a bunker in Berlin, was allowed to escape. And who allowed him? Why, we did. Certainly, he was allowed to escape by these sinister forces here in America. And the fact, the information that Hitler was able to live out the next 20 years of his life there without these charges and died when he was 65. How could that possibly be true? Well, very simply, it is true. We have a wonderful 4-CD set. You need to get it. You need to copy it. Did Hitler escape? 4-CD set, interviews with our friends, one of them, Jerome Corsi, who actually went to South America and talked to the people who knew Hitler. Another, the author of a book, The Grey Wolf, they did the same thing. Harry Cooper did exactly the same thing. They talked to the people who knew Hitler. And how could that be true when you need to hear the 4-CD set? You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the information out that the media is controlled and most of what we believe is not true. And the wicked people are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And all of what's going on over there in the Middle East is fall to fall. It is all simply a distraction as they utilize their power here in the United States under the name of environmentalism to centralize all power over the government and to establish certainly a surveillance society. They're watching everything you do. And if you're not involved in this, if you're not helping us get the information out, if you're not telling others you're part of the problem, we're going to lose America. Your job is to tell 5 people every day about what's going on and tell them to get 5 people to tell 5 people every day. And if we did this, within a relatively short period of time, people would learn. That's what they did there in Colorado. That's how they were able to get hold of the legislators who came out against the weapons, against the guns. And you need to join us in this epic struggle to preserve America. We need your financial help to maintain our network of stations across America. For 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we are reaching people. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Contribute to our efforts. Help us reach people across Colorado, across America. We're doing it. We do 5 hours talk radio a day, 5 days a week. We need your financial backing to maintain our network of stations. Remember, 1-800-544-8927.